It is time for sports, and at this moment in time, this snapshot in sports history, at 6:40 in the morning on Tuesday, May 15th, the New York Yankees have the best record in professional baseball. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Take a picture of that.
So that's why I said it's a snapshot at 6:40 in the morning.
The Nationals made a little adjustment in their pitching rotation. The Yankees get Mad Max tomorrow night. Let's see how good they do against a real pitcher.
All right. You've been saying let's see how they do it good against for a long time now.
Yeah, you know, but you know what? It's going to sound like I'm making this up. They've been catching teams at exactly the right time.
Maybe they've been making teams
now
go into slumps.
They're catching Washington, who's got an identical record over the last 10 games as them, 8-2. And just came out of Arizona and swept them. So now we'll see how they do against this team.
All right.
Like, remember what I said, Marshall. You have one team. I got 31.
That's right. And you keep putting them up online.
That's right. I got 31 of them. But it's going to be interesting to see tomorrow night because Tubby the Tuna, also known as CC Sabathia, goes for the Yankees. I'm betting that the Nats drop a few bunts down to see how his legs are.
All right, but you don't have 31 because the Yankees have gone through four of your teams already.
So I always have whoever's available in the league.
You're now down to 27.
No, I'm not. How you figure that?
Because they beat Boston. They beat California.
But they play Boston and Houston and Cleveland again, and I'll be wearing their hats that night. That's the beauty of being a Yankee hater. You're the fan of any team they play on any given night.
Okay. Hey, speaking about being a fan, are you on the Las Vegas bandwagon?
Am I on a Las Vegas? You mean for the Golden Knights?
Yeah.
No, I hope they. I'm a big Winnipeg fan. I'm against Vegas. I don't want to see Vegas win.
All right. I just thought maybe you know.
Nah.
All right.
Nope. I want to see the Winnipeg Jets stick it to the Canucks, the Canadiens, and the Maple Leafs. That's what I want to see.
All right.
Because if there's a team in and the Oilers, for that matter, because if there's a team in Canada that gets no respect, it's the Winnipeg Jets. I want to see them win.
All right.
But on the other end of it, who'd ever thought that the Caps would have a 2-0 lead leaving Tampa? That's a big, big upset.
They're rolling. They're on a roll.
Yeah. I don't know if you watched it or whoever watched it Friday night. The Caps had a 1-0 lead going in late into the third period. And Tampa Bay scored a goal to even it up with 7 seconds left. And they got called for a too many men on the ice penalty with 7 seconds left in the first period. So not only did it take away the goal, it gave the Caps a power play. With 7 seconds left in the first period, Ovechkin scored to take a 2-0 lead. So you went from a 1-1 game to 2-0 heading into the locker room. And they come out of the locker room. And within 2 minutes, the Caps put another one in. So you went from a tie game to a 3-0 deficit, and the Lightning have never recovered from that since.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
The biggest story of the nation.
That's right. Betting is legal.
Yep.
Well, each state has to come up with their own rules, but that's going
to... Each state wants to see what percentage they want to take as a take so they can rape it.
Yep.
So we'll see what they do with that, and I just hope that New Jersey leads the way in telling the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA, go pump salt. We're not giving you nothing because you were the ones that held this up in the first place. They're looking for, believe it or not, they're looking for an integrity tax.
I know.
So that you can keep the integrity of the game. I have to pay you to make sure people don't throw games. Who cares what you do? If you have people that are playing your sport with no integrity that are making $20, $30 million a year, do you think a percentage of this is going to make their integrity all of a sudden grow? Go pump salt.
All right. With that being said, how's this going to help a track like Monticello?
Monticello?
Monmouth Park.
It's got to help them. Whatever they get out of it is going to be a plus because they're running on fumes. So they will be getting something. Governor Cuomo of the great state of New York's dragging his feet because I guess he didn't think it was going to be passed, and now the legislature is going to go to vacation for 87 months soon. So they got to figure a way that how they can rape it, and because they're not prepared for it. So New York's going to be way behind in New Jersey and being able to apply bets. So New Jersey's going to have a bit of a windfall for a while, and you know all the crazy Philadelphia Eagle fans can run over to New Jersey to place bets on them to win the Super Bowl again. And New Jersey's going to hit a windfall for a while, and until we see how Governor McCheese is going to try to destroy that too, like he does everything else, also known as Murphy. But for now, it's a big plus because it's going to be up and running in New Jersey way before everybody else. And people bet they're going to be coming in across the bridges, so the Port Authority is going to be making some money on the tolls as well. But it's going to be big for New Jersey, and it's definitely going to give a shot in the arm to the racing of New Jersey, but not this year, next year. This year's done already. They can't raise the purses. They won't be able to raise the purses because by the time the money starts coming in, half the racing season will be over. So this year's going to be status quo, but next year should be interesting to see how they increase the purse structure. I hope they increase the purse structure and don't add a whole lot of days because less of a good thing is better. You want to get better racing here. You don't want to get worse racing. You don't want to have a bunch of $5,000 and $10,000 claimers running every day. You want to have a few of them because you need to appease the little guy in the sport. But you want to have better racing. Better racing brings more people. More people brings more money, and that's how the wheel works.
Now, Connecticut, of course, has the big casinos where they can instantly start.
Yeah, but they don't have the legislature in place to do this.
They will because the state's so broke.
All legislature is. It's another name for extortion, folks. Yeah. That's all legislature is. It's like, okay, well, you're making money. Let me see how much of it I can take. That's what legislature is.
All right. Now, in New Jersey, well, does that mean there'll be a sports betting site at Monmouth Park itself?
There's one already.
Okay. So then they'll just make it nicer and add to it.
Yeah. The plan is to build a separate building, separate of the track. Because what happens now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens now, because you can't charge people to go into a casino to bet. You can't charge them to park either. Yeah. And Monmouth does both. They charge you $5 to park and $5 to get in. Technically, you can't do that anymore. So it's going to be interesting to see how they try to circumnavigate that until they get the building. Once they get the building, then they can have a separate lot and, of course, the different structure, and you could just park and walk in and make your bets, and then with the track being a separate building, they can continue to have the parking lot where you have to pay to get in and et cetera. But it's going to be interesting to see, because I'm sure a lot of people don't know that, but you can't charge somebody to get in to make a bet.
All right. Now we only
and people say, well, I go to Atlantic City and I have to pay for valet. Valet's different. Yeah. Valet is preferred parking, so they'll still have a valet system there, but for the little guy that's just driving there in his little Volkswagen that wants to go in and bet $50 on the Mets to lose, you can't charge him $10 to get in.
All right. We have about a minute left. What else you want to talk about?
What else is going on? That's a huge story.
Yeah.
It's a big story because all these offshore sites are going to go out of business because now you can just go and bet. Well, not immediately, and it will happen. And you hear a lot of naysayers how many gambling addicts they're going to build and how many people are going to lose their house. Here's the difference between this and illegal gambling. You can pick up a phone call and say, let me have $5,000 on the Knicks tonight, and they're going to take your bet. And there's no money changing hands until it's payday. Well, when you go to Monmouth Park or Atlantic City or wherever else to make a bet, you got to part with those $5,000 from your pocket and give it to the teller who's going to give you the ticket that you bring back to them after hopefully you win. So you have to give them the money. It's not on the honor system. Yeah. You're not going to jump to keep betting money. And they're saying how all these prop bets and in-game bets is going to take place. How much money do you have in your pocket that you can lose? You might go to with 300, make three bets, and then all of a sudden you got no money in your pocket. You got to wait for these bets to settle. it's a different animal than illegal betting. So I don't think that that problem is going to be as big as they think it will be.
No, and people are spending $1.5 billion a year anyways betting illegal anyway.
Yeah, so. I mean, now you take that $5 billion and $4 billion of it goes legally, it's going to go to a lot of places that can do a lot of good, hopefully.